Friday, July 29th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, so often we hear the pro-choice crowd point the fingers at Christians, saying, "You Christians want to make sure that women don't get abortions, but yet you do nothing to help the woman raise the child." Now, we have addressed this canard in previous programs, but I want to take you to two stories today that are rather alarming and point the finger back towards the pro-choice crowd. Stories out of the Daily Citizen and Christian Headlines. First story is one we have covered before, where Elizabeth Warren really isn't pro-choice after all. She has said, "We need to shut down pregnancy centers in Massachusetts. We need to shut them down all around the country. You should not be able to torture a pregnant person." In other words, the senator is saying that these pro-life pregnancy centers are deceiving women and forcing them to have their children that they don't want to have. Harry, the second story that parallels the first, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer sparked confusion and frustration within the pro-life community last week when she vetoed multiple items in the state budget that were designed to promote adoption, including tax credits for adoptive parents and marketing programs that would have promoted adoption as an alternative to abortion.
Tom, let's go back to Senator Elizabeth Warren first of all. I remember when I read that article and the quote from her that they are torturing women. So tell me, when did additional information about the child in your womb, when did that become torture? Of course, what Elizabeth Warren is upset about is the education, the actual communication to a woman that if this is a crisis pregnancy for you, the birth of this child is going to be inconvenient. You think you don't have the means to take care of the child. You're wondering about how in the world can you afford to have the child, much less raise the child. Then here is some information we want to give you. Here is the adoption process. If you would like for the child to be placed somewhere where there are people who are qualified and have been vetted in terms of their ability to take care of the child, here are the rights of those who give their children up for adoption. Here are your future rights. Here are the things that you can expect. Here are the things that you can arrange. Here is what will happen to the child. What has becoming even more clear is that those who want to promote abortion, they're trying to rule out any other choices. They're not looking for pro-choice. They're looking for pro-death. They're pro-abortion. This is where we want to put the finger on the scale. And the way we put the finger on the scale is make sure that there are no entities out there who are actually giving the full communication to the mother. This is the child. This is the present condition of the child. Here are your various options that you have. If you want to have an abortion, well, there are multiple agencies out there that provide it, including the largest industry of abortion, Planned Parenthood. But here's another alternative. Now, you now make that decision. Well, now that becomes truly pro-choice. Elizabeth Warren obviously is not engaged in pro-choice. She is pro-abortion and wants to remove the information about what you are actually choosing. But Tom, perhaps the most chilling moment for me is when I read this statement that crisis pregnancy centers are torturing the mother. Education is now torture. Options is now torture. But what really is chilling to me is the reality of where the torture actually occurs. It would be an amazing thing to expose Elizabeth Warren into an operation room where the operation is to take the life of the child and let her see what an actual abortion is and let her see on the sonogram, as I have seen, the child trying to avoid the instruments, trying to save its own life, and then watch the process whereby the child's life is being removed by the machinery and the instruments that are being used. There's where torture is, Elizabeth Warren, and that's what we do not want in this society. We want to again say no to what our forebears said no to, and that is the pagan world and life view that would destroy the life of the preborn child. Now, Tom, the other story is that Governor Whitmer has again captured the publicity, and in this latest initiative as governor, she is revealing, as Senator Warren, that she has no interest in pro-choice because those who choose to have the child, she is removing every benefit that the pro-life legislators in the Michigan State House have provided in the upcoming budget. So she just takes her veto pen and begins to remove the very things that would provide formula, that would provide clothing, that would provide tax relief, that would provide medical resources, and would provide support for those who have chosen adoption for the child. She removes every one of those, while, of course, she would give all of the financial support she could for those who would choose an elective abortion to take the life of the child.
Harry, State Representative Thomas Albert said he was shocked that helping pregnant women who might consider adoption instead is now a bridge too far. The vetoes, he said, remove assistance from expecting mothers and their babies, including those facing a crisis pregnancy, by denying them access to essential care both before and after giving birth.
And he is absolutely correct. So, again, the canard that those who have embraced the political issue of abortion are looking after the welfare and being supportive of pregnant women has become patently obvious. They're not giving them choices. They're ruling out choices. Why? They have an agenda. Why this genocidal agenda of promoting elective abortions, why they are so passionate about that is beyond me, except for the fact that God reveals to us in His Word that we are born with a sin nature. And that sin nature, unrestrained by God's redeeming grace or His common grace, will stop at no length in order to express rebellion against the God of life. It is God who gives life, God who takes away life, and we will go so far as to try to create a society that says no to the divine prerogative of life and yes to the fact that we who are made in the image of God have the capability to destroy life, and our rebellion against God is revealed by the lengths to which we will go. Here are women in positions of political power now using their power to not simply provide an avenue for elective abortions, but to promote them, to celebrate them, to propagate them. And one of the tactics to do that is to rule out any support and any communication to a crisis pregnancy center that would protect the life of the preborn. And to quote Thomas Albert, to protect and preserve life is a bridge too far for the abortion warriors of our age, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Tom, let me end by saying this. My dear friends, we not only need to be light of truth that God has revealed in creation and in His Word on the sanctity of life, we need to be fully engaged. So all of those who have provided these initiatives and the various ministries that are sacrificially supported through the gifts and times of God's people, I want to thank the Lord for you, and I want to encourage you, stay the course. And it's not simply that we want to protect the sanctity of life. We also want to doxologically praise the Lord of life, who not only creates life, but redeems any and all who put their trust in Christ.
Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. Harry covers topics such as developing a heart for the home, what about singleness, 10 practices for biblical parenting. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today and this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.